Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles B. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. Our topic this morning is the doctrines of devils, the prophet Balaam. The doctrines of devils, the prophet of Balaam. Amen. Our devotional reading is coming from Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. And it reads as follows. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast stubble in the block, therefore before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we magnify you and glorify your mighty name. We just continue to praise you, Father, for all that you have given us and that you will give us in the future. We just ask that you'll hear us, Father, be able to hear a word from on high that may be able, Father, to convince them of the corruption, convince them, Father, of the falseness that is in the church today. We just thank you, Father. And we magnify your holy name in everything that we do. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you on this morning. Amen. Again, we're talking about the doctrines of the devil. Devils, amen. The prophet Balaam, amen. Our focus this morning is the prophet of Balaam. Amen. If you don't know, we are in Revelation 2:14. Amen. And this is the time period of the Pergamum church. Amen. And we know that there is seven churches in which Paul has set up. Amen. That started off very well. Amen, but ended up just as the same as we are ending up in our church period at this time. Amen. It never fails and never ended and never will end. Amen, because of the people we call our brethren. Amen. You notice that this scripture in Revelation chapter 2, verse 14 is strictly talking about, amen, Balaam. Now, it says, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine. The word doctrine is instruction. You could say teaching, amen, the instruction of Baal, amen, amen. That's number one. The number two thing is that the instruction was to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. Amen. The number three thing was to eat, amen, things sacrificed unto idols. Amen. The number four thing was to commit fornication. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to try to get down to some of this nitty-gritty. Amen. To get some understanding of what really was going on and identify some that is in the church today. Amen. Amen. Here we have to understand, amen, that in the same chapter which we will look at, amen, where Balaam, amen, seduced the children of Israel, amen, that the Bible says he taught them, meaning that he had a doctrine. He had a doctrine, a teaching, in which he was teaching, amen, the children of Israel, amen. Amen. And that doctrine ended up to be a stumbling block. The same way is going on in today's church, amen. The things that the ministers appear to be teaching, amen, as I observe, amen, is things to be a stumbling block to the church, to the parishioners, or to the members of the church. They are stumbling blocks. They are not helping, but they are there for a stumbling block, amen, to make you a wanderer, amen. Where you gonna wander from? Wander from the faith, amen. Many people say these ministers this, these ministers that, these preachers that, these preachers too greedy, these preachers this. Well, these preachers was put there to be a stumbling block to you, amen, so you can become a wanderer, amen. The word seduce means to want to make one wander what by deception, amen. You wander away from the true doctrine of Jesus Christ by listening to a false prophet or a person that don't have correct intentions in giving you the doctrine in which you are in need of, amen, hallelujah. And so they cast stumbling blocks before you. What is a stumbling block? Something that's there before you that can make you sin, amen. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh God. And one of the things Balaam, amen, put before Israel was to eat things sacrificed to idols and commit fornication with temple prostitutes. Amen. Okay, you know that they had temple prostitutes. So they ate the things sacrificed, amen, to the idols or to the gods before they had the temple prostitute, amen. Can I get a witness here? And these things put them in bondage so that God could be against them, amen. And that is called a curse, amen. When God is against you, that is a curse, amen. Can I get a witness here? Further note, we're going to take a look at If you can stay with me for a minute, amen, we're going to take a look at the Pacific Passage, amen, that is introduced this particular notion in the 25th chapter of the book of Numbers, starting at verse 1. The scripture said, and Israel abided in Shittim, amen, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moabite, amen, and they called the people unto the sacrifice of their God. So they sacrificed to the people God, amen, amen, and the people did eat and bowed down to their God. And Israel joined himself unto Baal-peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. Amen. So they joined themselves to Baal. Amen. And to the gods of Baal. There's many different names for the difference of gods of Baal, amen. And Baal also had sons, amen, and daughters, amen. It was a religious institute, amen. And this same institute is in the church today, amen. Can I get a witness here? Constantine was the first one to mix this religion with Christianity, and it has been in Christianity since Constantine had been in power and never left, because the elders, amen, had chosen to pick it up. Oh God, hallelujah. Stay with me, church, amen. God and Paul warns us against this, amen. He warns us against it, and he has continued to warn us against it, but yet preachers, people, and ministers are not taking heed to the warnings, amen. So Balaam, instead of excuse me. Instead of prophesying, he chose to deceive the people into sinning. And that's what the church is doing today. They deceiving the church into sinning that they could keep them in bondage. As long as they are in bondage, they are serving other gods. They are serving, amen, other parts of this world in which Satan has control of, amen, while they get the money, amen. Can I get a witness here? Because Israel didn't get no money. It was Balaam that got the money. Balaam did all of this for Greece, as well as the preachers today that are doing what they're doing for greed, amen. But everybody thinks it's the prosperity thing, amen. But no, the preachers do not care. I'm talking about the ones that are doing this. They do not care about the parishioner. They do not care about their own people. All they care about is feeding their greed. All they care about, amen, is themselves and their own belly. The Bible uses the word belly as fulfilling your desires. Can I get a witness here? And these are the preachers that we are up against today, the so-called prophets, the so-called men of God. They are doctrine of devils. The word devils in this particular text in 1 Timothy one is the same word in which we get our English from demons. And that word demons, the word that we get dio, amen. And the base word for demons is dio, the root, amen, is dio. It means to distribute fortunes. It do not mean what you think it means. It means to distribute fortunes. So this doctrine is the doctrine of distribute fortune, the doctrine of prosperity. Amen. Hallelujah. They want you to think that you can have prosperity when they taking all of your money unto themselves. This is the greed that we are facing today. The doctrines of devils, amen, and they are devils. Can I get a witness here? Amen. So we're going to try to look at some of the things here, but one of the things here I want you to understand is one of the main, amen, doctrines, you're talking about instruction, amen, amen, that Constantine used and that the church is still using today, amen. Let me give you that, amen. Hold your horses here, amen. There is a definition that came up in the Greek, amen, for being a wanderer or seduced, amen, by these people. And the word for it, amen, is hoodwinked. You probably heard it before, amen. That means that you have been totally deceived, amen. Not a little bit deceived, but you have been totally deceived and no longer have a place in reality. Oh God. I'm in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Amen. Starting at verse 3, the scripture reads as following. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They won't take heed to the truth. Why? Because they've been listening to these fables all of their lives. They've been listening to these false preachers all their lives. Their ears are numb to the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. He said they will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. But after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears? What they going to itch for? They going to itch for their prosperity message. Because everybody has a desire to be rich. The preacher know what he's doing. Amen. He ain't nothing but the devil if he's preaching this prosperity message. Because he's preying on your emotion and your desires. Amen. Emotions are desires are wicked. Amen. They never can be trusted. Amen. Can I get a witness? Verse 4 says, and they shall turn away. He said, turn away. Turn away from what? From the true doctrine. From Christianity. From the faith. Oh God. They shall turn away their ears from the truth. From the truth. What is the truth? The Bible says in John that the word is the truth. Oh, y'all don't hear me here. And he said it shall be turned unto fables, meaning that they're going to turn to mythology. That's the Greek word for mythos, amen, or fable is mythology. And we have been believing in mythology for centuries. The Bible warns us against mythology, but we continue to believe it. We continue to support it. Church, we have been hoodwinked. Oh, God. We have been hoodwinked. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We not only been hoodwinked, amen, by these preachers. We've been hoodwinked by ourselves, amen, to believe these lies, amen. And there are many, many lies, amen. Why? Because the lies continue to be in the pulpit. They continue to be in the church, and nobody wants to address it. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm telling you, they're in the pulpit. Starting at verse 13, the scripture says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marks for Satan himself are transported into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing his ministers also transform also the ministers of righteousness, whose ends shall be according to their works." They are transformed, they masquerade. That's what that word means. They got masks on. You just can't identify them. Amen. At point blank, you have to study the doctrine to be able to identify them. You have to identify them with truth, because falseness can't stand up against truth. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me here. Somebody need to recognize it, and recognize it right now. We need to become the soldiers in which Christ has told us to become. I'm telling you, these people are preaching doctrines of devils. Jesse Balaam did. He taught these things to get rich. He taught these things for his own gain. He taught these things, amen, oh, hallelujah. He taught these things for his desires, and his desires only. He tripped up Israel. He hoodwinked them. He caused them to leave their God. Can I get a witness here? And to serve another God. The same thing that they doing today in the church. They trying to cause the church to worship other gods by teaching all of this mess and teaching all of this mythology. I'm telling you, church, you've been hoodwinked. Hallelujah. You've been hoodwinked. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let me go back to 2 Timothy so we can get ready to go. We back into 2 Timothy chapter 4. Amen. I'm starting at verse 5 here, where I left off in Timothy. Amen. The scripture reads as follows. He said, "But watch thou in all things." Can I get a witness here? Ooh, God. Somebody need to hear me out there. Amen. The scripture say, "Watch therefore in all things." Is anybody watching out there? Can anybody see the truth? Can anybody recognize falseness? Oh, God, give me a witness here. Everybody, all the Christians need to start watching, amen. Watching and observing, oh, God, amen, because the falseness is out there. The doctrine of devils is out there, oh, God. The mythology is out there. The sin is out there. The false prophet is out there. The Antichrist is out there. We need to watch. Hallelujah. Verse 5. "But watch thou in all things. endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, amen, make full proof of thy ministry. Test your own ministry, amen, so you wouldn't be able to fall off course. He said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Can I get somebody to keep the faith out there? The doctrines of devils are coming. The false prophets are coming, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. The mythology is coming. Oh, God. The seducing to sin is coming, church. It's coming to get you. You need to stand as Paul has stand. Amen. Finish your course in this race. Finish your course. Fight the good fight. Amen. Oh, God. Stand in for God. Oh, God. Oh, God, then you can say, I have kept the faith. Can I get a witness here? Then you can say, church, I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith, amen, because I have not been seduced to believe in these doctrines of demons, nor these false prophets, nor these pastors, amen, who claim to be God's child, amen, but robbing everyone, I said, but robbing everyone of their money, their time, their life, and all that they call, that they dignity that's in Christ Jesus as a son and a daughter of the Most High God, that only God that we know, the one that is our master, our Messiah, that we cling unto this day, that no one can come against and no one can attack without his permission. The one and only God, Jesus the Christ.